Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks, roast their peanuts freshen out every day, six great flavors of slushies, and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. I'll set the tone for the show today. As I told Drew Aller and Landon Tangwall before I came over here today, I said, time to go over and pretend I know what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, I did talk to one of the Eagle Scouts today.
Okay.
And got a pretty good read on what they're thinking. And what I found somewhat disturbing, to be frank with you, is that the Eagle Scouts and the Steeler Scouts were surrounded by security because they weren't sure about the suit or you.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
All right. Said, I'm on a need-to-know basis. I don't need to know. It was sad. Your reputation is now bordering his.
That is a little funny, but that is a little sad, too.
They're like, Christian looked at me and said, Steve, I can do this myself. I've known him for a long time, so it's not like... But they were here. Everybody's here. All 32 teams were here. I was kidding around a little bit with... Jaywon Sider and Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach. And this has been a running joke between Jaywon and me since, I don't know, early last season. I think it was before the Auburn game. He comes up to me before the Auburn game. He says, hey, Steve, isn't it amazing how much better a coach I am now? I mean, I said, look how much I've improved. You know, and of course, he had Singleton and Allen. Right. Because remember, everybody's, what kind of job's he doing? And he did a phenomenal job with the running backs. Phenomenal. But it's amazing what talent means. And Mike McDaniel looks over me and he says, yeah, Steve. He says, when Tua was out, just kind of went about it and just did whatever. He says, then when Tua came back, I put in all the good plays. Oh. And yes, Matt Eberflus was there. The Bears were well represented, by the way. Their coach, Matt Eberflus. And yes, I did make sure that I did pass along to Michelle Mertz that the Bears now do know that they have a huge fan in the Valley.
Oh, good. There we go.
They loved it. Are you kidding me? They're like, really? I said, no, that's goodness. They're a lifelong fan. Like, Jaquan Brisker was there. It's interesting, not everybody ran 40 times today, which is what I expected. For example, Joey Porter Jr., he ran a time in Indianapolis. He does not need to run another time. He's good. Everybody who ran a 40 today, their second 40 was faster than their first. Wow. And they did the usual three cone drill, shuttle drill, things like that. Okay. You know, they also did weights. Somebody told me that Sutherland may have done 26 reps at 225 or something like that. I didn't see that part. And Sutherland had a good day. And look, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people are looking at John, and, you know, John wants to, you know, you have to be a position player. But he can help a team on special teams while also filling another roster spot. That's a big plus. Chris Stahl, long snapper. Look, a long snapper can have incredible longevity in the NFL. And I know a couple scouts are talking to me about long snapping. And of course, you know, they, you know, I know it's the rule, but they kind of get around it a little bit with nobody being up on the nose of the long snapper. But we know Chris can tackle, and that helps because he's a really good long snapper. If you can get a long snapper in the NFL who also can tackle, you know, that's why Jim Peterzak was there for such a long time. That is why Steve Diassi was there for such a long time. They could snap and they could tackle. Get downfield and tackle. See, Chris can do that. You know, Greg Truitt, Johnny Condo out of Phillipsburg Osceola, longtime long snapper in the NFL. Now the I mean, once we got past the stalker part with you.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It was a lot of fun. So Sean Clifford, 4.57 in the 40. Mitchell Tinsley went 4.52. Benched 14. Parker Washington did do the bench press, 16 reps. Brenton Strange, 4.7, 23 bench press reps. What they love about him is that he is willing to block. Juice Scruggs, 29 reps at 225. Ran a 5.2 240. PJ, 5.41, 19 reps. Nick Tarbert. Tarbert, 4.84, and 25 reps at 225. Sutherland, 4.58, 40. Okay, I said 26. He did 25 reps. Joey Porter Jr., his numbers are from the combine, wearing 4.46 and 17 reps bench press. Jair Brown did not do the bench press. He did 18 reps in Indy, but he did run the 40 today and ran 4.57. Let's see. Barney Moore, Jake Pinter, and Chris Stahl were there. And Stahl got 4.88 in the 40. And did 11 reps on the bench press. So those are the numbers that they put out today. Sutherland did really well today. Long snapper job is one. Look. There's one. But as we saw in the Bengals-Steelers game at the beginning of the season, if you don't have one, you don't have anybody. You were in deep trouble. They had to go to their backup long snapper, and it fouled the entire operation up. Fouled the entire operation up. So... so you get one of those jobs, you can hang in there for a long time. I think Peterzak was snapping in the NFL for 14, 15 years. Diassi had gone from a position player, kept on snapping. Greg Truitt out of Penn State, long career, snapping mostly with the Bengals. Johnny Condo, Phillipsburg Osceola here in Center County. It was at the Raiders for a long time, snapping. Once you get in there, and you're competent at it, they will keep you. It's such a specialized skill. Now, what helped Peterzak was he was a backup defensive tackle. What helped Diassi was he was a backup linebacker, so they could play multiple spots. That helped. But Yes, I had a long talk with the Eagles people. Kept glancing over their shoulders. Not here, is he? I said, no. Sure? I said, yeah. Kids have been sick. He goes, okay. It has been a rather up and down off season for the Eagles.
Correct. But today was a good day.
Why? No, I'm asking why. I don't know why.
They gave the one-year extension to Lane Johnson. Well-deserved.
Oh, that's fine.
And they signed Terrell Edmonds from the Steelers to a one-year deal today, and I think that is a solid signing. And that was one of the guys I had on the top of my list as a CGJ replacement if they didn't get it done with them. So I'm happy with that.
The two of them are not in the same category.
Oh, I know, but I think...
They're not in the same category.
No, but...
It is a fall-off. It was, you know, they had to do something, but it's a fall-off. And the other part, too, is that they are being struck by something that is, to be honest with you, a little bit of a problem. They're sentimental. You know, I'm as sentimental as anybody, but when it comes to the pro sports... Fletcher Cox, time's come and gone. All right. Brandon Graham, I know he's situational. Time's come and gone. Even to a point, you got to debate Jason Kelce, because no matter what people think about Kelce, you know Kelce is undersized at the center, right?
Oh yeah, no, I knew that.
I mean, why do you think the Eagles have big guards?
Yeah, to protect from that, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, right? And then in the Super Bowl, they finally get somebody head up on him, and he couldn't handle him. Oh, no, he was great. No, watch the game. He got handled. Okay? He got handled. When Chris Jones was on him, he got handled. And that's, yeah. You know, so they're a little sentimental here on what they're doing with the roster. You don't want to hear that, but that's all right. Aaron Judge is an American, right?
Yes.
Why can he even play for America in the World Baseball Classic? Did I miss something?
He's perfecting himself as an outfielder, and it's turned out pretty well because he threw out a guy from left field today.
Did the game count?
No.
Well, that doesn't matter. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Here on, it's like we were kidding around about spring training today, and I said, yeah, a guy goes 16 for 22 in spring training. Wow, goes 0 for 4 in opening day. His average is 0. Okay, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Cliff! Cliff?
They asked Sean why he turned in such a fast time, and he said something about being chased by Matt in the suit. Said, I've got to get away from those people. I said, hey, I'm with you. Said, why do you think I do the show 75 miles away? All right.
Well, the suit I could understand, but me, I was always defending him all year. He should never be running away from me.
Look, all I know is the Eagles were surrounded by security because of one guy. I've got ideas. Oh, no. You do?
That's one of the most affectionate smooches of all time.
Wait. I have ideas. Oh, no. It's like when they come up and say, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Oh, no. It's all right. We're good.
E-I-G-O-E-S-U-S.
And you wonder why they asked for extra security. All right. All right. So, should have played that back for the Eagle Scout today. Christian would have enjoyed that. I don't know. I do not know if Nick Sirianni was here today or not. I doubt it. But some other head coaches were here. But everybody's 40s the second time through better than the first. That's good. That's a good one. And the football team, in terms of practice, off today. They practiced last night. They'll scrimmage tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. Now, they're supposed to be in the stadium tomorrow. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, isn't it? I think.
Here it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight into tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Let's see how that goes. I mean, what do you think the Eagles need? I mean, now they've gone all sentimental on guys that can barely play anymore, what...
I think they need to really continue to go after re-beefing up the defensive line. It needs more. Probably wouldn't mind another safety. Wouldn't mind another corner. Wouldn't mind another slot receiver. Wouldn't mind a linebacker. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, it's a lot of needs for a team that was in the Super Bowl.
A lot of it's just more for depth purposes. The biggest need is defensive line, to keep beefing that up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that they've signed Darrell Edmonds, it's not CGJ, but it's good enough where if they can continue to beef up the defensive line to get it almost to where it was last year, then I think things can maybe balance itself out. But either way, no matter how it finishes, the defense is not going to be as good as last year, obviously.
Okay. Oh, by the way, it's good to see John Scott back today as representing the Detroit Lions.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show, filled with stalkers, I might add, based on police reports. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers. Water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. On now to the NCAA Ice Hockey Championships. Allentown, 5 o'clock this evening. Penn State and Michigan Tech. Michigan Tech, outstanding goalie. Outstanding goalie. They are not a hot-paced team. If Penn State can not only play with the lead, but if Penn State can also maybe get a two-goal lead, it's like a four-goal lead on anybody else. But that's what they need to do. Get out front, score the first goal, play with the lead, make this team play uphill. And Liam Soulier has been, by the way, very good. And showed last year he can be a good postseason goalie. Allentown at 5. Other half of the bracket, Colgate against Michigan. By the way, the only member of your family not listed as a stalker was Lisa. It's just...
Well, that's no surprise.
Based on the police reports. I mean, the Steelers guys, I mean, every time I talk to them, I kept looking at them. I said, they're keeping it here.
S-U-I-T, that spells SUTA!
He told us to pick a guy that was selected in the 7th round 2 years ago in the 1st round. We're like, I said, I know. I understand. Then you. The Eagles people, you've frightened them. PPL Center, 5 o'clock, drop the puck. Penn State's ranked number 10. Michigan Tech's ranked number 13. Penn State's the 2 seed. And that's the matchup. I mean, Joe Sean, their coach of the year, CCHA coach of the year, great job. The goaltender, Rick Pitillo, leads the nation in shutouts. He has 10. Second in the nation with 23 wins. .929 save percentage. One of the 3 finalists for the Mike Richter Award. Good player. Really good. And when Michigan Tech scores first, they are 28-10. When Penn State scores first, 25-12. Let's see, I'm trying to think now. Who said scoring first would be important? Okay. There you are. Bad news for the Phillies, and that is Rhys Hoskins is out with your torn ACL. Doug in Wellsboro. Hello, Doug.
Steven, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Have you recovered from all your travels yet?
You know what? I remember 2001. I'll make this brief because I don't want to take your time. 2001, you know, they won the Big Ten tournament, then they went to New Orleans, and then they went to Atlanta. And I remember the day after the game in Atlanta, I was exhausted. For whatever reason this time, I was fine the entire time. So, but thank you for asking. I feel great.
Wasn't it cold in Des Moines?
Yes, it was very cold in Des Moines. It got down. Okay. It got down. The wind chill was like, I don't know, 5 or 6 below zero. Yeah, so it got very cold in Des Moines. It was, but you know what? They were winning. I really didn't think too much about it.
Matt's rant of the day is pure gold. The stuff on Boeheim is our favorite part, so please keep that going.
Oh, Matt, we're not even up to the Matt rant yet.
I mean, you, sir, are my hero!
I mean, the anger with which he says it. And that's why the Eagle Scouts came up to me today. He's not here, is he? I said, no. Captain Bitterness is not in the building.
Our favorite part's the Boeheim stuff, but...
he went after him.
A couple things. The first thing is, just over a month ago, they lost to Rutgers on a Sunday night. They were barely a 500 team, and they were looking. They were on the outside of the NCAAs. They won a couple close games with some seniors, and now Shrewsbury has parlayed this into a $4 million deal. Is he really that good? Did Notre Dame overpay? I don't understand. You know why a month ago he was on the outside, and now he's a super hot commodity.
Well, starting on the morning of February 14th, Penn State was 14-11, and they were 5-9 in the Big Ten. And in other words, they were essentially in nothing but playoff games for 12 straight games. Rutgers game was one of those. But Penn State ended up going, Doug, 9-3 in those games, and 7 of the wins were over NCAA tournament teams. That's a pretty good run there. Did they overpay? I have no idea. I'm never big on whether somebody is overpaid or not, because obviously both sides agreed to the number. That's always the line I use all the time back in the day when they were talking about Ryan Howard.
Right.
They'd say, oh, he's overpaid. I said, well, he didn't hold the executives in an office and release them one at a time until he got the number. I said, they gave it to him. So, they gave it to him. And Penn State was willing to. Penn State's numbers were the same, if not better, in some areas than Notre Dame's, to be honest with you. I think in the end, he wanted to go to back to Indiana.
What's the status of Penn State's basketball's NIL? Is it in bad shape? Was that a sticking point? Do you have an idea what they have to work with right now?
I would say in the summertime, it was a sticking point. I would say on this particular day, not so much. I did talk to Pat Kraft briefly about that this morning. I don't think it hurts to reveal this part of the conversation. But they were able to kick in the gear on NIL, especially during this negotiation. So there's more money there now. How about that? I won't tell you what the number is. I won't tell you what the number is because I think that should remain private. But
right. No, I can't ask you that. That's
right.
Fair.
Yeah. But it's definitely, based on what he told me, much higher now.
Where do we go from here? I listened to John yesterday. He really made a lot of sense. We've tried the same thing over and over for years. We've tried the Villanova assistant. We've tried the guy from the NBA coming back who's not really tied to the program. John made a lot of sense. Why not change the entire model? And we're always lower half of the Big Ten. Why not change the entire model and think outside of the box? If not that, then why not just go with Adam Fisher or somebody who has ties to Penn State who's willing to start at the bottom, which will be next year. It's going to be a total rebuild going for the next 2-3 years, someone who may stick around more than 3 years, 4 years, have a good year and jump.
Yeah, when you look at what they want to do, I'll go back to what I talked about yesterday. And as it's unfair of me to reveal what I think are my personal candidates as to who I think would do a good job, because as the play-by-play voice of the team, you don't want to do or say anything that undermines what they are doing right? Because it's their job to find the coach, and they don't need their play-by-play guy going off, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. But I think you will have, and already have, I mean, you already have this, really good internal and really good external candidates. So now you have to weed out which way you want to go. For me personally, and this is a personal opinion, and this is based on my personal job experience and nobody else's, I want the person, if there's a differentiator, that thinks that Penn State is the job, not just a job.
I hear what you're saying. I totally agree with you. That means Joe with John Crispin or someone like Adam Fisher, someone with ties to Penn State who understands the job, not someone from outside. All these other names are mentioning. That means someone with a tie who understands the Penn State culture that's going to rebuild the program, and it's going to take 2 to 3, 4 years to get it on solid footing again.
It can mean that, but it also can mean somebody who, you know, may not have a tie, but man, I look at the Penn State job, and I think the Penn State job could be a great job. I mean, there could be somebody that feels that way about it. As long as they feel, to me, it is the job, which means they're going to throw their heart and soul into it and really get themselves absorbed in the culture and the community and so forth to go with their coaching ability. I mean, to me, that's the separator, and that's what I want to know. That's what I would want to know from the candidate, because I feel you're going to get comparable candidates. And if you're getting comparable quality candidates, to me, that's my – it may not be theirs. I don't know. But that's my personal separator.
Okay. I don't want to hold you up any longer.
You're not holding me up, Doug.
Okay. The thing that would really help a lot, I know this is a pipe dream, but if they could just keep half of the PA State kids, Billy Owens, Jeff Lebo, Donyell Marshall, guys like that level, Jerry McNamara, if they could get half those kids to keep them in state, they would have a decent shot. So, I mean, they need a good recruiter. I don't know, pull kids out of Philadelphia, something like that. I guess a good recruiter is the main prerequisite for this coach.
Well, look at what they've done. Okay, the last 6 years have been as good a run for Penn State basketball as we've seen. In the last 6 years, they won the NIT. They were going to be in the 2020 NCAA tournament, and they were in the 2023 NCAA tournament, got to the second round. All right. That's 3 21 seasons. And the fact they've done it now with three different head coaches, the more remarkable. Now they're about to get their fourth in 29 months. So it shows what the program is capable of. So how did they get there? Well, they were and have been mining Philadelphia from Shep Garner to Tony Carr to Lamar Stevens to Mike Watkins to Seth Lundy. They were able to get into the DMV and get Josh Reeves, Miles Dredd. And they did a good job in the transfer portal as well to get themselves there. So Penn State has made inroads into the areas you're looking at. For the most part, the players you all cite are all outstanding players, Doug. But they're all from a long time ago, and none of them were in the same recruiting class. And they've all been in varying years. You know, I mean, you could have thrown Rip Hamilton in there too, as a matter of fact. And that's one of the problems that you have. In Pennsylvania, between the Ohio and New Jersey borders, with the exception of southeastern Pennsylvania, you have a veritable plethora of great wrestlers. You also have a veritable plethora of good basketball players, but not Power 5 Division 1 basketball players. Every once in a while, there's a Jerry McNamara. Every once in a while, there's a Lonnie Walker, who was in Reading, that Adam Fisher recruited to go down to Miami. All right? Every once in a while, there's a Billy Owens. But the concentration year in and year out on the quality players are in that southeastern Philadelphia area. And Penn State has done an exponentially better job of getting in there in the last 6 to 10 years, and I think it's made a difference as to why they've been able to have some success, maybe not consistent, but some success in the last 6 years.
Well, that's all I have for today. We listen to your radio broadcast and watch it on TV. You and Dick are really good on radio. The games were, this last month, of course, was a great ride. All the games were tight. You know, the radio calls were great. The post-game, we listened to the post-game interviews. They were great. So you did a really good job on those calls.
Well, thank you so much. That means more to me than you know. And Dick Girardi is an absolute top-shelf person and a top-shelf analyst. He is really better than anybody you're hearing on TV right now.
Well, thanks for your time. I'm going to get my record button ready so I can get my Cotrillo Rant of the Day taped. So, I'll be ready.
Love you, Doug.
It's a beauty. It's a beauty. I'm telling you right now. The words, when you look up the expression scorched earth, his picture is there.
I can feel the hate coming through the radio. I love it.
No good! No good! No good!
Hey, thanks, Doug. I hope that at least helped answer some of your questions, my friend.
Yes, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You bet. Doug in Willsboro. We'll come back with more in a moment. I assume we'll start out the next half hour with the scorched earth meat platter from the Bitterness Cafe.
I am locked and loaded.
Oh, jeez. My days just get longer. We'll come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WK.
Because you've also dominated the offensive glass, chances are you'll get more than one opportunity.
Walker for the lead. Huzzah!
Hawkins. Huba and Campbell. It would have counted had it gone, and Gonzaga survives. They're going to the Elite Eight in a thriller.
Wow. What a finish to that game.
Yeah, it sure was. UCLA was up 10 at halftime. Gonzaga turned it around, and they led by 10 in the second half. Looked like they had it. Then UCLA came back, took the lead, and then he hit the three from the S in March Madness. Phenomenal. Great game, great performance. UConn blew out Arkansas. Was not surprised at all by that. UConn's playing really well. UConn's a balanced team. Let's be honest about it. They are a balanced team. Play very well. Now, when they play tomorrow, UConn, and they play Gonzaga, it'll be the first time in the tournament they played a team seeded higher than they are. Are you emotionally gearing up for your rant?
Always.
Wow, you spend the whole day thinking about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I will be ripping yet another hot name of an NCAA coach. Not named Jim Boeheim.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I look forward to it. This will be really a lot of fun for all of us. All right. Can't wait. Yeah. And that Alabama will play tonight. Well, the Princeton Creighton's an interesting one tonight. You know, Texas Xavier is interesting, but I like Xavier does not have the depth to play with Texas, in my opinion. Creighton, a team that doesn't have depth either. I mean, the sixth seed, they have five starters. That's a good, strong, cohesive starting five. They only play one guy off the bench. Now, you can do that at this time of the year. And here's the difference. The TV timeouts, and for some reason, I think it's because they're trying to get revenue to make up for a rights fee. I don't know. Maybe I've got that wrong. But when you look at The TV timeouts, they're longer. There is an extra one in the first half compared to the regular season. First coach called timeout in the tournament is a long timeout, just like it is in the second half. So you can play, if you stay out of foul trouble, you can play six guys. You can do that because of the structure of the tournament. You know, and that's why when Penn State got in, I felt it was important to almost reset for the fans what to expect on elements such as that. I had to do that with the radio people, too. To be honest with you, I said, look, guys, I said, they have to be there on Tuesday night. There's an open practice on Wednesday that's mandatory. Then they play Thursday. They're like, oh. Because at least I was fortunate. You know, I was fortunate. I've been there before, so I knew about that. And then when it came to the timeouts, you know, I had to remind the network people, you know, our network people, hey, look, there's one extra timeout in the first half that's a long timeout. Now, in terms of strategy, this works out well for the coaches. Because they've got that extra timeout, and if you're out of foul trouble, you can play your guys longer. You have extra built-in breaks, and they're longer breaks. All right, the moment everybody's been waiting for. The Scorched Earth meat-eating platter is now available at the Bitterness Cafe. Extra bitter, please.
Just call me the Sweeney Todd.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That's all next.